रहे हैं डकार।
हेलो, आई एम गीतांजलि, होस्ट ऑफ दिस फूड पॉडकास्ट डकार। Well, April marked a fresh year for a lot of you guys, starting with Sindhi's Cheri Chand to 6th New Year Baisakhi and Mallu's Vishu. So obviously means a diverse food treat, right? And so for one such food treat, I had gone to the Sofitel Hotel in BKC for a sumptuous spread. You must have seen my Insta story, I assume. It was Amritsari Food Festival or Bhaiya, अमृतसर सुनकर तो वैसे ही दिमाग में फूड पिक्चर्स और मुंह में पानी आ ही जाता है। अमृतसर एज अ सिटी डेफिनेटली हैज दैट इम्पैक्ट ऑन एवरीवन। कॉलिंग इट अ कलिनरी कैपिटल वोंट बी रॉन्ग। प्लस बैसाखी इज ह्यूज देयर। इट्स सेलिब्रेटेड विद अ लॉट ऑफ पंप एंड शो बिकॉज इट मार्क्स द स्टार्ट टू हार्वेस्ट फेस्टिवल एंड आई फील इट्स एन ओकेशन दैट वी ऑल शुड सेलिब्रेट फॉर फार्मर्स। So as I mentioned, I went to the Sofitel Hotel on Baisakhi and trust me when I say this, I truly felt I was in Amritsar. With that whole colorful vibe, Punjabi decor and makkandar desi khana. Bro, as a Sindhi, I feel I saved out on a lot of money to travel to Amritsar all the way. That was a joke, and the highlight of the evening was the star chef Jyoti Arora. A housewife from Amritsar who changed the dimension of home cooking by participating in MasterChef India Season 2. What a warm person and what an apt host of the evening. Apart from hogging, a chat with her was definitely on my radar. So let's welcome Chef Jyoti Arora.
Mic check, 1, 2.
Pet Pooja, Kyan Bhandar.
Jyoti, welcome on my podcast.
Thank you so much.
Tell me about this one-of-a-kind food festival.
This is my third time in Sofitel for the Punjabi Food Festival. I originate from Punjab, Amritsar. And this is Baisakhi is all about vibrant colors and food. And I am here to represent good Punjabi food, which is people are not aware of. People think that Punjabi food is all about very heavy and fried and creamy and things, which is not. Punjabi food is all about fresh things.
That's true. But how do you manage to replicate that freshness in this city? Like some authentic Punjabi dishes are made on bhatti. तो ये 5-star होटल में हाउ डू यू क्रिएट दैट सेटअप?
5-star में रेप्लिकेट करने में मेहनत कोई नहीं लगती है बिकॉज आई हैव बीन गेटिंग ऑल फ्रेश इंग्रेडिएंट्स फ्रॉम पंजाब एंड प्लस वी फॉलोइंग द सेम मेथड्स एज इट इज डन इन द विलेज साइड ऑफ पंजाब। वी कुक दाल ऑल्सो ऑन कोयला एंड दैट टू फॉर अ वेरी लॉन्गर टाइम इन हांडी। दैट्स अ क्लोज माउथ बर्तन। It is a similar process as slow cooker. And meat is one of my specialities because this meat Bailey Ram is known to be the recipe from the kitchen of Maharaja Patiala. And we following the same method, slow cooking and simmering for a longer time. See, I'm so very passionate about food. So whether it's my home kitchen or it's a hotel kitchen, doesn't make any difference for me. Because I have to cook food and I have to feed people with love. So it's all about my passion.
Talking about this age-old recipe, we have been hearing that you are planning to launch your own recipe book. Tell us more about that.
I am still researching upon this topic because it is flavors and recipes which are forgotten from undivided Punjab. It's a very tedious thing. The day I think I have completed the subject and the second day I come to know, no, I have left with this thing. So things are going on and I go and research for the new things. So I have amples and amples of things, but still there are more things to be discovered. I will be coming up with new things which people have not even heard of.
We can't wait for that for sure. But what do you prefer personally, modernizing dishes or going classic?
It is the combination of both. This is what we call fusion. Like picking up classic recipes and presenting them in the modern way so that they don't take a lot of time so people can enjoy.
Tell me about your transition from a housewife to a MasterChef contestant.
I was around, I think, 9 or 10 years old since I entered into the kitchen. My mom was a very great cook and she was very strict with me in the terms of cooking, that she wanted me to do each and everything with precision. That is how the passion developed. And see, when I entered MasterChef, I was the housewife and I was there to represent the housewife, because whenever I used to tell people, I am a housewife, oh, you are a housewife. So people think that life of a housewife is very boring, but it is 24/7 job. And housewives, they bring up their children, take care of household, their husbands, their in-laws, everybody. We can take care of our kids, household, and plus we can work outside also. Transition is that, when I am able to earn and I can show people that even housewives can earn. See, it is obviously a matter of pride, because initially housewives, they had to ask their husbands for the money, and now we are able to earn our own money.
And how did your kids react to this sudden change?
They feel so very proud of it, and they keep on getting new things for me. Mom, you should do this in your kitchen. Mom, you should do this in your kitchen.
Chef, on a lighter note, our listeners would love to know the inside story if reality shows like MasterChef are rigged.
In terms of food, things cannot be rigged. Whatever you cook comes onto the screen. Like if you ask to cook rice, so you cannot show that you've cooked roti. We don't get even a single training session. They respected my experience and my creation of new dishes. My exposure has gone globally.
Jyoti, you must have witnessed home chef culture, which is booming in India, and a lot has changed in food industry lately with so many recipe-based videos floating on digital media. You too have your own channel, right? What do you have to say about that?
People, they don't have time to cook. So home chefs are coming up with new things, and they are giving all working people the opportunity to eat home-cooked food. So I appreciate this thing a lot.
So Jyoti, what's new coming up?
Because my roots are from Pakistan. My mom was from Peshawar. So I'll be doing Indo-Pak Food Festival very soon.
Chef, you're in Mumbai, where people you know are obsessed with Alfonso's in this season. So, ek recipe share karna to banta hai.
We can always go in for mango mojito. A bottle of any aerated lemon drink in a glass, put few mint leaves and lemon wedges, muddle. And my twist in that is take 4 or 5 loops of any popular mint candies, crush it, add that in the glass, and put a ripe mango. Then again muddle all the things together, add lemon drink, crushed ice, and enjoy.
I am definitely gonna try this mango mint mojito. Sounds absolutely delicious. Thank you so much, chef.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was my experience at the Amritsari Food Fest at the Sofitel Hotel in BKC. You're listening to my podcast, Dakar, and if you like this episode, do share, like, review, and rate on iTunes, Audio Boom, Book My Show, Jukebox, and Savan, where it's trending apparently. Also, I'm very excited for my next episode of the month, so do not forget to tune in for that every fortnight. And do you guys remember I mentioned once about my food web series? Well, that's launched this month by the name Eat with Geet on Ultra Cookery YouTube channel and Facebook page, where I do quick and fun recipes. So please do show me some love there, man. For my food stories, you know where to follow me, right? Dakar123 on Instagram, and I shall see you guys soon. Bye for now.